stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Debate over nominating a new Supreme Court justice. The death of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia brought calls from conservatives for President Barack Obama to not nominate a replacement during his last year in office. But doing that would leave an open seat for an unusually long time. Their hope is that a Republican will win the November election, allowing for a more conservative justice like Scalia to take the seat and preserve the narrow majority currently in the court. Some held vigil in the frigid cold outside the Supreme Court Saturday night, hours after his death of natural causes at the age of 79 was announced. Flags at the High Court are at half staff. Justice Scalia was the longest serving justice on the High Court, and President Obama said Scalia had a brilliant legal mind.
He influenced a generation of judges, lawyers, and students, and profoundly shaped the legal landscape. He will no doubt be remembered as one of the most consequential judges and thinkers to serve on the Supreme Court. Justice Scalia dedicated his life to the cornerstone of our democracy, the rule of law.
Mr. Obama said he plans to fulfill his constitutional responsibility to nominate a successor in due time, and said he expects the Senate to give the nominee a timely hearing and a vote. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced opposition to President Obama nominating a successor in favor of waiting until a new president takes office. With only eight justices on the bench, there is a greater possibility for 4-4 ties in some cases. This is VOA News. Syrian